Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin, Rosh Hashanah 16a, pagination page 31, starting from the Mishnah at the beginning of the page. Ba'ba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon, the world is judged at four times. Ba'pesach Ala Tavua, Pesach is grain. Ba'atzeres Al Perasa Ilan, Shavuos is fruit of the tree. Rosh Hashanah Kaboy Olam, on Rosh Hashanah, as we call it, the first of Tishrei, all people of the world, Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Moron, go in front of Hashem individually. Shene'emar, Hayotze Yachad Liba Mamevin Alkoma Aseihem. Hashem appreciates all the details of a person's life. Uvachag Nidonim Ala Moyim, and on Sukkis were judged regarding water. So that each of the Shalosh Regalim, as well as Rosh Hashanah, each of these total of four biblical holidays are related to a judgment of sorts, a type of very important factor in a person's life. Let's drop down to the Gemara about a third of the way down. Reb Nosson is the first words on the line, and then we begin the Tanya, and the Gemara will introduce a Braisa that has a number of other perspectives as to how the judgment takes place. The Tanya we learned. Hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, everybody gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, u'gezar din shelohem nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim, but it's finalized, it's sealed on Yom Kippur. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the way Reb Meir teaches the rule of judgment and Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, everybody is judged on Rosh Hashanah, u'gezar din shelohem, but the judgment is nechtam, is finalized, kol echad ve'echad bezmano, each one according to the season. Be'pesach ala tevua, ba'atzeres al peiros ha'ilon, b'chag nidonim ala moyim. Pesach on grain, Shavuos on fruit of the tree, and Sukkis regarding water, similar to our Mishnah. Va'odam nidin b'Rosh Hashanah, gzadin shelo nechtam b'yom ha'kippurim. But man himself, what his personal story is going to be, is Rosh Hashanah with a finalizing on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Adam nidim b'chol yom, person gets judged every day. The Gemara later is going to cite a different pasuk than the one that's cited here. If you look at the second wide line, La'asos mishpat avdo mishpat amo Yisrael devar yom biyomo, each day has its own judgment. And then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Nosson Omer is the end of the Braisa, that l'rigoyim, every moment, there's a special judgment. So we have a number of different perspectives that are all going to get rolled into one final approach, which is going to take these different things into account. We have Reb Meir, who says that the judgment is Rosh Hashanah with finalizing on Yom Kippur. And we have the other perspectives, Rabbi Yehuda, similar to our Mishnah, that the judgment may be Rosh Hashanah, but either way, there's some sort of judgment that's happening at the different regalim, the different holidays of the year. And then we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, who say that there's a daily or an hourly judgment. The Gemara, in the wide lines, six lines in the middle of the line, has a fascinating question. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Keman matzlinan ha'idna, which opinion do we follow when we daven on a regular basis, akitsiri, regarding sick people, va'amiri'i, and regarding weak people? Keman, who are we following? Rabbi Yosef. Must be Rabbi Yossi's opinion that there's a daily judgment, because if there's not a daily judgment, whatever was decided on Rosh Hashanah, it's a done deal. And then the Gemara continues with a different answer to this question, which is very far-reaching and is the perspective that we take. V'iba yisema, if you want, there's a different answer to this question. La'olam k'rabbonon, it could be we're following the majority opinion that there was a judgment at a special time during the year. Uchad Rabbi Yitzchak, but we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yafet se'aka la'odam ben kodim gezar din ben la'acha gezar din. Crying out in tefillah is good for a person, whether it's before the judgment or after the judgment. In other words, even after the judgment, a person can make an impact through tefillah. Obviously, we would rather, and it takes less effort, to get a good gezar din before it's finalized. While it's still in the process, you put in your petition, it gets included in the considerations, and the gezar din comes out good. But what Rabbi Yitzchak is teaching us is that even if the gezar din comes out unfavorable, a person, when he realizes, or at any time, can purposely daven to undo the gezar din that he finds challenging, difficult, oppressive. Okay. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei ma Amra Torah heviu Omer bePesach. Why do we have a special korban Omer on Pesach? Mipnei she Pesach siman tevuahu. Because it's the time of judgment on the grain. So Hashem says, bring this korban in front of me on that day, and it'll be viewed favorably for a good judgment. And why is there a special korban on Shavuos of Shtei HaLechem? Because there's a specific judgment that's going on the Peros HaIlon. And Hashem says, bring this korban in order that the fruit of the tree should be blessed. Rashi mentions that even though we're talking about fruit of the tree and we're bringing bread, which is seemingly a grain korban, but Rashi mentions last words on the page, Eit she'ochal adam arishon chita haisa, we have a tradition that originally this type of grain actually grew in trees. We actually have a statement that it grew as bread, and he didn't have to work to make bread. In the original Gan Eden presentation of the world, the grain came in the form of a fruit tree. And therefore, the Shtei HaLechem, even though it looks like grain, but it's bringing a favorable judgment towards the trees. And the Brisa concludes, similarly, water is poured as a libation on Sukkis because the judgment is on water on Sukkis. On the second of the widest lines, V'imru lefanei b'Rosh Hashanah malchia zechronos v'shofros, and recite on Rosh Hashanah the sections of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's remembrance, and Shofar, as we do in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Kidei she'tamlichuni aleichem, so that you accept me as king, Kidei she'yala zichronechem lefanai letovo, so that your remembrance should come in front of me favorably, uvameh b'shofar, and somehow Shofar is the method by which we can accomplish all this. So we see that these four judgments are playing themselves out, again, according to the different shitas, but one way or another, these Yamim Tovim are significant in specific ways, and the karbanos associated, the effort that we have to expend for these different mitzvahs, is all for our benefit in order that we can achieve a favorable judgment. One final thought that I'd like to include, coming from Amud Beis on the fourth line, for Amar Rabbi Yitzchak taught, Kol Shana, any year, Sherosha B'techilosa, that's poor when it starts, Mis'ah Sheres B'sofa, it ends up being a wealthy year at the end. And the Mefarshim explain, because if we perceive it as a desperate time, as a poor time, we end up davening well, and the result is that we get a good, favorable judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and by the end of the year already, Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, Misasheres, it is wealthy. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.